The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live on this Friday afternoon. A steamy, hot, sultry Friday afternoon. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. We're going to head up the road to Mount Vernon and talk to Dave. Hey, Dave, what's shaking in Mount Vernon?
Well, I tell you what, you talk about steamy. I spent 2 hours on my riding lawnmower and got back in, and I thought, I don't know what I thought. It was so hot. it's summer, I guess. We can
well, hop on that mower, get on Route 3, come down and do my yard.
Yeah. Listen, Bob, you were talking about, of course, the upcoming election in November, and a former pastor that you know quite well, Dan Wisner,
yeah.
Pastor Wisner of the Colonial City Baptist Church in Bangs, he always told us, when an election was upcoming, he said, I can't and I won't tell you how to vote. When you go to the voting booth, all you have to do is vote this. And he raised the Bible toward the ceiling. And I always remember that when I vote, because not that all Democrats are bad, not that all Republicans are bad, but if you follow what is taught in the Bible, how you vote, I think you're going to be okay.
I couldn't agree more. I had the privilege of being a senior pastor for 25 years. So I was pastor during a lot of elections, and I absolutely, positively refused to endorse any candidate ever. Never. And if I was pastoring today, I would not endorse a candidate as a pastor. But Dave, I honestly believe with all my heart, if I was doing the job that I should do as pastor, then every one of my congregation would make the right choice when they went into the voting booth and pushed the lever or pushed a Chad or whatever they were doing. I trusted them to do that because I believe that they would have voted for the individual with the closest to biblical values. Now, you know, I think a pastor has a constitutional right to endorse a candidate if they want to. I just never would. I wouldn't do it. I encourage my congregation to vote. I would yell and scream at them. We had voter registration forms in the lobby of the church. But during the election season, I never had a candidate in the pulpit. I never endorsed a candidate, but I am pretty confident that my congregation members voted wisely.
Well, and the author that you quoted before the break, and he said some great things. Donald Trump obviously has done some things, probably will continue to do and say some things that aren't correct. Mm-hmm. But when you look at what has involved with our country before COVID-19. Look at how our country was doing.
Sure.
It was doing fantastic. It was doing fantastic. And yet, even though they know that, they will hate Trump and more than they love America.
Well, yeah. Well, look at what we were told would happen just before Trump was elected, and then immediately after he was elected. The far left said within just a few months, we would be in a nuclear war with North Korea. Remember that? We would be. No doubt we're going to be, because he's got his finger on the button and so forth. Do you remember all the missiles North Korea was shooting off during Obama's presidency? They're not doing that anymore. We were told that within a few months we would be in a nuclear conflict with Iran. Check that out. Every president since Carter said, you know, it's right to move the embassy of Israel to Jerusalem from Tel Aviv. Trump actually did it, and when he did, the liberal left said, we're going to be at war, the Arabs are going to blow Israel off the map, there's going to be blood in the streets. Didn't happen. Then there was, of course, the whole Russian collusion thing. None of the horrible prophecies from the liberal left have come true concerning Trump. None of them.
Oh, and they said we were going to be in a depression also.
Oh, yeah. Because of
his policies.
And what's most, since you brought that up, what's most interesting, the liberal left said that Trump was riding the coattails of the Barack Obama recovery. So everything good that happened economically, it wasn't because of Trump policies, it was because of Obama. Now, because of the COVID-19 thing, the stock market absolutely tanked. The economy tanked. Unemployment went to historic highs. So there is absolutely no way that anything happening now could be attributed to Barack Obama. And yet, the stock market has almost, in a record fashion, recovered from the deepest drop in modern history. Unemployment is going down. Among all cultures, all ethnic groups, we are seeing a very, very strong recovery, and there's no way that they can attribute that to Obama. Not now. Not now. No. They can't. So it's good, but it's going to be down and dirty, Dave, between now and November.
Oh, there's no doubt about that, and I've made it a point. I've followed your advice. I don't really watch CNN, MSNBC. In fact, I don't watch a whole lot of Fox these days because
I don't either.
That negativity always brings you down, and I don't like being down. I like being up. And but Bob, listen, I enjoy your show every day, and have a great weekend.
Coming from you, that's high praise. Thanks, Dave. I appreciate it. God bless you. You know, if you've listened to this program for any amount of time, you know, I'm a news junkie. Have been for years. I don't watch the news anymore. And it's not because I don't want to be influenced. I think I'm stronger than that. It's just you can't trust it. And local news. Right now, there is only one station, TV station here in Columbus, that has any of my respect at all. Only one. I have lost total respect and honor for the other. Well, there's three, but one is owned by, you know, anyway. They are so slanted with the protests and the looting and the riots downtown. The news was so biased, so slanted, so unreal. And then the fear and hysteria that's coming out of local news about the COVID-19 thing. Now, if you live in Texas, that's different. They got a real problem in Texas. Florida, not so much. We're learning that a huge amount of the positive tests in Florida were bogus. Tens of thousands of the positive tests in Florida, we now know, were incorrect. They were inaccurate. Texas has a problem. But Ohio? Not really. Yeah, are people still getting sick? Yes. Are a handful of people still dying? Yes. Older people with other health conditions, it is still very dangerous to a person 80 years old or older with other health conditions. It's very dangerous. But so is the flu for older people with other health conditions. And yet every night, every afternoon, fear, hysteria, panic. Nah, I don't have time for that. So Troy and I watch very little news anymore. We just don't. It's depressing. It really is. All right. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back and wrap things up. I don't know. I got about 15, 20 stories I want to share. During the break, I'll prioritize, figure out which ones that we'll deal with. You're listening to Bob Burney Live. We'll be right back.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
What, you know, we were talking about elections and politicians and so forth. What absolutely amazes me, and it really does, I'm not being disingenuous and I'm certainly not being facetious. I don't understand how people continue to re-elect politicians from the liberal left. I really don't. Take a look right now at all of the cities that are experiencing enormous unrest, riots, shootings, murders, every one of them led by liberal Democrats. To my knowledge, there's not an exception. Shootings are up what? I better not say because I don't want to get it wrong. A huge percent in New York City. Murders continue at an absolutely alarming rate in Chicago. Seattle, violence has overcome that city. Portland, Oregon, there have been riots every single night for 6 weeks now. Los Angeles is gripped in a terrible crime wave. San Francisco, people are moving out at record rates because of the condition of the city. Baltimore, look what's happened there. Washington, D.C., all of them. By the way, Columbus, Ohio. We've had an explosion of shootings here in Columbus in the last 2 weeks. All of them, liberal left-wing Democrats. And yet, I can almost assure you, in the next election, for those cities, the mayoral candidate that will be elected or reelected will probably be a left-wing Democrat. I mean, seriously, how can... I don't get it. I honestly do not get it. Here in Columbus, look at the most... I've lived here in this area for 43 years. And I look back on the most prosperous times in the city of Columbus. Bless his heart, Buck Reinhardt. He was one strange dude. He really was. He had some goofy, crazy ideas. But he put Columbus on the map. And then the Democrats took control and, well, anyway. And then, since I mentioned Seattle, Seattle has approved cutting their police budget by 50%. Yep, they have already approved cutting their police budget by 50%. But they got a problem because they have also determined to make the police department more racially diverse. So in other words, they want a higher percentage of blacks on the police force in Seattle than they have today. Okay, here's the problem. in order to cut the police budget by 50%, they're going to have to lay off a bunch of police officers. That's where the problem comes in. Because they will be laid off according to seniority. The youngest cops will be the ones that will have to leave. The ones that have been with the force the shortest amount of time will be the ones that will have to leave. Now, that's a real problem if they want to become more racially diverse, because in the last few years, they have put a great emphasis on hiring minority police. So, in other words, a disproportionate number of the young police officers are black, which are the ones that would be laid off or fired when they cut the police budget by 50%. So they have a real problem on their hand. But Seattle City Council member Lisa Herbold, H-E-R-B-O-L-D, has the solution. Just fire the white ones. Fire police officers based solely on their race. Yeah, in order to have more black police officers, you just fire a bunch of white ones. Well, that would be discrimination. That would be blatant racial in America today, you cannot hire or fire based solely on race. Well, that's okay. Lisa Herbold says, yeah, it's all right. In order to have better minority representation on the police force, we might just have to bend a few rules. No, I wish I was making this up, but I am not. This would be a clear violation of Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. This is Seattle, Washington, and the politics of the liberal left. It really is sad. Hey, folks, listen. One-third of people who were normally attending church before this COVID-19 thing has stopped even watching or listening online. In other words, they're not being fed spiritually at all. Don't you be one of them. If you can meet inside, go meet inside. If you can meet in the parking lot, meet in the parking lot. If you can listen online, listen online. But do it. And please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.